Hi Church, and welcome back to Sunday Socials and Church Online. I hope you're gathering together. I hope you're enjoying the fellowship, and I hope you had an amazing time in worship today. We're continuing with the Holy Spirit series. The heart today is that there'll be little preaching, if at all, but much more practical focus, so that the power of the Holy Spirit can come and touch our lives. As Paul said, it's let man's faith not be based upon my words, but your Holy Spirit and power. And so I'm going to pray that the Lord's Holy Spirit and power really touches our lives, and through us, touch the lives of other people. Let's pray. Lord, very simply, we thank you that you will have your way today. Thank you for the fullness of your gospel. Thank you that Jesus Christ is Lord. And through that, we say thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the fruit. But now in this season, Lord, thank you also for the gifts that you've given to us. Lord, please come and shine your light, your Holy Spirit light into lives today, wherever we gather. Even if I'm on my own somewhere listening to this, Lord, I pray that you'll speak to each and every individual. Thank you for your gift, Holy Spirit. We humble our hearts and we say, please come, have your way. May God see us, may He speak to us, and may He speak through us today. In Jesus' name, amen. I just love the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and I really enjoy this part of our series. But I was reminded this week that we need to keep on having humble hearts before the Lord. Childlike faith and trust in God when it comes to the gift. So I trust that you will, even in this moment, just say, Lord, here's my heart. I humble myself. I come childlike so that I can be used. And not only that, so that you can speak into my life. And so 1 Corinthians 12, as you know by now, has the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And today, only two of them will quickly share some testimonies, and then focus on the practical as we pray for one another. And these are the following. Let's read together again in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7. The demonstration of the Spirit is given to each person to produce what is beneficial. To one is given a message of wisdom, called the word of wisdom, through the Spirit. To another, a message of knowledge by the same Spirit. And so these are the two that we'd like to quickly refer to today. It is words of wisdom and words of knowledge. Now we've been looking at prophecy, and you'll see these interlinked. You can't have them apart from one another, because as a prophecy is a message of God, so you'll see a word of knowledge and a word of wisdom likewise is messages of God. It's God, a good father, speaking to or sometimes helping out his children. It is his heart, his will that he supernaturally shares with his people to help them, often when they are in need, or to come and stir our hearts again, and to love on us, as we've seen before. And so when we look at prophecy and the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge, these are called revelation gifts of the Holy Spirit. And so it brings a revelation of God. The knowledge, the heart, the wisdom that God has, He shares with us as His people in a supernatural way. And so let's just quickly look at these two before we trust that God will come and just do that supernaturally in all of our lives. Now, the first gift that we will refer to today is the gift of wisdom. And I'm sure that you've had experience in getting supernatural wisdom of God when you really need it. Now, I've got a couple of testimonies, and there's lots more that I can share, especially in ministry. Unfortunately, I can't share the finer detail of these things, but so often God will give me, by grace, supernatural wisdom to share with somebody that's really in need, that really needs Christ to come through for them in a moment. And so let's just quickly look at this. What is the gift of wisdom? What is the word of wisdom that you can get from fellow believers? I think it's quite obvious, but it is divine wisdom of God given to an individual supernaturally. But let's quickly read here. It concerns the future and God's knowledge rightly applied. So it concerns the future and God's knowledge rightly applied. And I so often need that, and I guess you as well. The word of wisdom is a word of good judgment based upon God's knowledge, not man's, God's knowledge. Since the gifts of the Spirit are strictly of the Spirit of God, we understand that the word of wisdom is an expression from God. It is not just an expression of wisdom per se. The wisdom spoken of here comes directly from God. It is His wisdom to us. So it's divine wisdom from God. Now, I don't know about you, but especially this year, I really need divine wisdom of God. We all need the Lord to speak into our lives, and we all need this wisdom from the gift of wisdom, the word of wisdom that we can receive from the Lord's Spirit. And so how does it work? Let us just quickly stir our faith with a couple of testimonies. When I started off my law practice a number of years ago, I really trusted God for new work, new clients. And so I got an opportunity via a friend where I would do a couple of deals and a number of contracts for a major company that came to land a internet cable here at the coast, west coast of South Africa. And so it was a major scoop. It was a major opportunity for me work-wise. And it was like this perfect door had opened for me. And obviously, it would have been a massive financial blessing. But I turned to God and I asked Him for wisdom. And in a moment, through a vision, I believe it was as He gave me a word of wisdom. He just very simply showed me the Titanic in a vision, just my imagination, the Titanic and then the iceberg. And you all know the story. But the bottom line, what stood out for me, what I discerned through the Holy Spirit in that moment was that there was something underneath the surface that I didn't know. And so I struggled with this. I was accountable about it. In other words, I shared it with other friends and I prayed about it. And at the end of the day, I did not have peace to actually take this open door, this opportunity. What happened then is that I said, well, I can't take on this job. And it didn't make sense at all. A couple of months later, I saw my friend again and I asked him, how is that venture going? And long story short, he just said, look here, the company in South Africa was an empty shell and they're currently not paying the contractors and the people that's working on this because all of the funding is stuck in Europe. And so immediately I knew, wow, God was actually giving me wisdom concerning the future through that vision in that moment. And He saved me from a lot of trouble. And so even in this year, we've got lots of pressure. And the question is, how are we going to do church? And so even before lockdown went down, immediately the Lord had showed us a vision. As we prayed about how are we going to do church, He gave us a vision of our small groups coming together. And then lockdown came, hard lockdown, and it didn't make sense. Why did the Lord say that we should gather together in different homes? But as it progressed, and you know the story by now, and you're probably sitting at a Sunday social, when lockdown level 2 happened, we then knew that was why God had placed it on our hearts. And that's how Sunday socials was birthed. Through just a vision and something that the Lord stirred in our heart, making it clear what will be a wise thing come the future. And so now we're currently doing Sunday socials. For the Lord foreknew the trouble and the need we would be in. And I'm really thankful for Him through His Holy Spirit that He had done that. Now, another testimony just quickly. When we had an opportunity to come to Tableview and lead this church community, just prior to that, there was another place that we could go to go plant a church. And so we were praying about it. But immediately the Lord said to me, another need will arise. There's another need that will come. In other words, another place, another call will come where you guys, you as a family would be needed. And so as I was thinking, how does this work? God showed me a vision of an off-ramp. Very simple, childlike picture that I received in humility. And so the day when the call came that we can come and lead this church community, immediately I knew that the Lord said that another need would arise and that a turnoff will come even before we had moved to a new place. And so again, the Lord gave us wisdom beforehand through His Spirit to know what to do. And then just lastly, as a testimony of the word of wisdom and the gift that it is to help us, a good father helping out his kids. It might not be an easy one. My mom passed away exactly a year ago. But 2 years prior to that, one morning, the Lord said to me in my quiet time, I'm going to come and fetch your mom and it's going to be my grace. And it was the weirdest words to hear from the Lord. And I knew, and I know His voice by now. And I know how to discern if it's not Him. And I knew it was Him, and I was accountable about it. In other words, I just shared it with a good friend of me that I trust that he is from the Lord. And I had peace, and I just laid it aside, didn't understand it. But as many of you guys know, my mom got really ill not long after that. And one thing happened after the other, and it was really a horrible ordeal to go through. But I graciously had this word that I held on to, in knowing that my mother is saved, She belongs to the Lord. At the end of the day, she had such a peace that surpasses all understanding. And when the Lord came to fetch her, I had this word, this wisdom for the future way back that actually kept my heart safe. It was still not easy, make no mistake. But at least I knew that the Lord was in it and that He had a plan, because He's the God of eternity. And so that's how the word of wisdom, or a word of wisdom, can really help one in life's trenches and when it's really tough. And I'm going to trust that the Lord does exactly that in our lives and through our lives today. Which brings us to the second one, a word of knowledge. Now that is just so beautiful. I'll read a definition just now, but that's very simply when you supernaturally know something that you couldn't know naturally. In other words, it's God's divine knowledge given to you through the Holy Spirit to bless somebody, to bless yourself, or to make something known that could otherwise not have been made known. Now, one of God's names I so much love is El Roy. It means the God that sees, or the God that sees me. And when you walk in this gift upon your life, it's so beautiful where God will then come and spot somebody and say something to them supernaturally that nobody naturally knew. And especially, obviously, not the messenger knew. And that just shows them that God sees them. For me, it's just a picture of love. It's just a picture of a good dad, again, what? Speaking to his kids. And so let's quickly read here. It reveals a part of God's knowledge supernaturally. It is information pertaining to a person, an event or circumstances, and it's given for a specific purpose. It's usually having to do with a specific need as well. And then lastly, it is supernatural revelation of what is known and is often related to a current or past experience and or factual details relating to these. Now, as I said, it's very simply giving a message to somebody, saying something to someone that you could naturally not have known, and then they know that this is God. How cool is that? And I've got many testimonies, but let's just quickly share a couple to stir our faith so that we can walk in this today and pray for one another. Now, a couple of years back, our friends, Haman and Maral, they live in Germany, and they were on holiday in Spain. And so one morning, unfortunately, going to the beach with the kids, Haman lost his wedding ring. And that was really, really tough for him, because obviously it's something that's very sentimental, it's something of value, and something you do not want to lose. And so for half a day, they looked everywhere where they stayed, at the beach, as they traveled, and wherever they've been, they looked for it everywhere. And at the end of the day, they reached out and said, "Hey guys, please pray. We often pray for one another." And they obviously messaged us and said, "Please, do you have any wisdom from God? Do you have any knowledge about this? Please pray." And just divinely as God wanted it. Remember, this is knowledge of God that is supernatural, that man cannot have. Edna just prayed as she got the message, and in that moment replied the following, not knowing where they are, not knowing where they've looked. And she simply sensed the words, "Dis by sy voete." It is at his feet. And in that moment, they got the message. They were sitting at the beach. They stopped, obviously, and just waiting on God and just trusting that the Lord will help. And at that moment, Haman just literally kicked in the sand on the beach as he was sitting. And as he kicked, he actually kicked out his ring on the beach. And they found the ring. In the moment that Edna prayed from South Africa, just saying, "It's by sy voete, it's at his feet," he kicked up the sand, and there the ring was, supernaturally. Just imagine, much more valuable than the ring was this testimony of God knowing. He's the God that sees, and He's the God that knows, and He's the God that knows you. Staying in Malmesbury, and I was praying with a couple of friends, and God said to me one morning, "There's an amount of money that I need to bless somebody with. But He was very specific. And when you receive this message, it's not like the Lord writes you an email. This is something that comes in your imagination, but you know it's not from you. You know, as you know, this is of God. And so I saw somebody with a red head cover. In Afrikaans, it was just a kopdoek, a red one, and then a yellow bag. I just saw in my imagination. And the Lord said, "On the Saturday morning, I need to go to YouSave. That's a shop there in Malmesbury." And so I went in obedience, just with the amount of money. I went down to YouSave on that Saturday morning. And there's lots and lots of people. I was just sitting there on my helmet, just waiting and waiting and waiting. And it was quite a long while. And I thought, man, this is probably just me. There was probably just me. And let me just get back on my bike and go home. And as I just thought that, I looked left. And from afar, a lady with a red head cover, a kopdoek, and a yellow bag came walking down the road. And I freezed. It was like, Lord, can you believe it? This is actually happening. Lord, check, there's the lady of my vision. And so long story short, I then went up to the lady thinking that this will bless her. And here's another key maybe that we can learn. And I explained to her the story and I said, sorry, I don't want to offend you, but really in prayer, God showed you to me. And I just want to bless you. No strings attached, just want to bless you with this money because I believe God sees you and He wants to do something in your life and just say He loves you. And so she was reluctant. And then started to walk away. And I said to her, well, look here, this is really of the Lord. There's no strings attached. You'll never see me ever again. And I did that about three or four times. And I walked behind her, kind of like a crazy man, for about a block. And she just refused to take the money. And I just walked away and went home. And I thought, Lord, how is this possible? And I just realized that in that moment, it was another key, maybe a learning moment for me. That we always have a decision to make if we want to receive God's grace and if we're going to receive these gifts of the Lord. And so I was obedient from my side by the grace of God, but she actually missed out on a massive blessing that moment. And it wasn't the money. It was the fact that God's hand supernaturally wanted to touch her life, but she, probably because of hurt and fear and then maybe questions in her heart, couldn't receive the blessing of God. I hope you are in a place that you can receive the blessings of God today. Another quick testimony, word of knowledge. We were in a country in Europe on a mission. We were leading a youth group one night and I was praying for a young lady and the Lord said to me, in my heart, just again, imagination, it comes up in your imagination, you know it's Lord, and then you need to walk out, take the risk and say what you sense. I said to her, I believe you're one of three sisters and you're the middle sister. And she was like, what? And she says, yes, that's correct. And so I just prayed over her. But that it didn't stop there, because as she saw that we were of the Lord and that the Holy Spirit was moving, later on a word came of somebody that have suffered abuse. And when that came, her heart was soft and open that she could actually receive lots of healing and ministry because of stuff that have happened in her life. And again, a word of knowledge just coming, the supernatural knowledge of God, opening up her heart and then opening up her life so that the Lord can minister to her. I remember in Zambia, again, we were praying for a lady and she was really loving God. But I kept on seeing Muti and I kept on seeing idols in the spirit. And at the end of the day, I just decided, look here, I don't want to step on toes, but I do see this in the spirit. Do you have anything what it relates to? And then she confessed and repented that she's been in witchcraft and partook in witchcraft. And so she laid it down, she confessed, she repented, God beautifully forgave her and restored, and then we could minister to her through a word of knowledge. Now, another one that I remember in 2013, I think, I was going on a mission to the UK. And so I said, Lord, please give me some words of knowledge. Where do you want to do something supernatural on this trip? He gave me one scripture. And then another thing he said to me, Schneider. He gave me a surname, Schneider. And I was thinking, well, is it a place? Is it a person? And so on that trip, I went everybody and everything. I just looked for Schneider, 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 Schneider. Nothing happened. I came back thinking, well, probably missed the Lord in that one. And so I just left it. But luckily I remember it. The next year I was invited, again, myself and Edna was invited to go to Germany, to Munich. Supernaturally, somebody just sensed that we needed to go and minister at this particular church. And I was like, yeah, I do think this is God, but I just want to double check. And I prayed about it, still unsure. And then I went on the website of this church community and I scrolled down, had a look at their vision, their heart, because I didn't know them too well. And so I scrolled down and all of a sudden I saw the lead pastor and his wife and I saw their surname, and I can bet you know by now what their surname was. Their surname was Schneider. And so a year before, on another mission, God gave me this word of knowledge pertaining to the future. And when I saw Schneider, I knew God wanted us to go on this mission trip, which we did, and it was amazing. God really pitched, He really blessed us, and He not only gave them an impartation, but gave us an even bigger impartation on that trip. And then lastly, maybe also a word of knowledge for this year, prophetic.